Hi, I'm Annie Leonard with The Story of Stuff. Welcome to another episode of The Good Stuff, where we meet people who are working on solutions to the take-make-waste system that's trashing the planet, harming our health, and endangering communities. If you've been listening to The Good Stuff since we started a year ago, you probably remember Cole Rassenberger, the 9-year-old kid from North Carolina who enlisted his schoolmates in a campaign to ask KFC to stop making its chicken buckets from native southern forests. We'll get an update on Cole later. Today we've got another story of kids flexing their citizen muscles to get a big corporation to do the right thing for the planet. They're the Kids Who Care, also known as the Green Team, from Sun Valley School in Marin County, California, just across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. Every day they give up their lunch period to meet and learn about environmental issues around the world and in their own backyards, or in this case, in their own classroom. But they didn't stop at learning about this particular problem. They decided to do something about it. They launched their own campaign. They put a petition on the internet, set up a Facebook page, and their cause spread like wildfire. And even though they didn't accomplish what they set out to do yet, they have learned some lessons. How when one path to change is blocked, another may be open. How unexpected allies can come from unlikely quarters. And how sharing your story will inspire others to take action. These are important lessons all change makers should take to heart. So let's go. You know those felt tip markers that come in all colors of the rainbow? If you've got kids, you know they've pretty much replaced crayons in a lot of classrooms. They're so popular that if you took all the empty plastic tubes from the markers used each year and laid them end to end, they would go around the planet 3 times, which is exactly the problem, because those empty tubes are made from a kind of plastic that isn't recyclable. Most plastic isn't really recyclable, but that's a longer story. The Kids Who Care were learning about what's called extended producer responsibility. Companies should only make stuff that's recyclable, and then should make sure it gets recycled and kept out of landfills and incinerators. The leading manufacturer of markers is Crayola, the same company that makes crayons. Since they're a company whose main customers are kids, the Kids Who Care thought that if they asked Crayola to start a program to take back empty plastic markers, the company would do the right thing. But that's not what happened. Land Wilson, the parent volunteer who sponsors Kids Who Care, told us what did happen.
You know, kids love Crayola. We all love Crayola, and we're very clear about that from the very beginning. The kids identify with Crayola. You know, in my family, I watched my children begin to use plastic markers as early as age 2. Plastic markers are one of the first disposable products that kids start using themselves. So in a sense, you could say that we condition our kids as early as age 2 that it's okay to waste these kind of resources and dispose of them in a way that ends up degrading their environment. Crayola alone makes about half a billion plastic markers. That's enough to circle Earth 3 times. Now, that's a lot of plastic. And that plastic, when it's done, that goes into one of 3 spaces or places: landfills, incinerators, and in some cases, oceans. None of those places benefit or help our environment at all. There's repercussions with each one of those places. So yes, you know, when a big company does make a decision to do something, other companies follow. In our case, you know, we've actually had some of the smaller companies step up and say, "Hey, what these kids are saying is right. We do need to listen to them. It's their future. They're our customer. Let's listen to them and let's see what we can do here."
The problem with the Crayola markers is that when the kids are done with them, when they dry up or run out of ink, the local recycling program can't take that kind of plastic. Is that right?
Correct.
And so what were you asking Crayola to do?
We were asking to have them set up a take-back program that kids could easily partake in. Something simple, which is done by other companies, where you know, you have a Crayola box at every school, and people deposit them, and then when that box is filled, it goes to a processing center.
If Crayola decides to make disposable markers, they should then be responsible for the end-of-life cycle management of those products.
Exactly.
So when you approached Crayola to ask them to make them recyclable, what did they say?
Well, they just said they weren't set up to do it.
They weren't set up to do it? Did they elaborate on that?
No.
They're a big, rich, powerful company, right?
Correct.
So why would they not be able to do this?
That's a good question.
So one of the things I love about this project is that so often in recycling campaigns, the focus is on what we can do in our homes and making sure that we are absolutely perfect in our separation and our washing out our tomato sauce jars and separating stuff. But there's a limit to how much we can recycle at home. If products are not made to be recyclable and if the systems and structures are not there to facilitate the recycling, there's really only so much we can do as individuals, which is why it's so fabulous that you guys are targeting the company and say, hey, you guys got to help us out here.
We need companies to step in, and it's good business. It makes sense. It can add to the bottom line. It builds customer loyalty, and it protects Earth. That's a win-win for everybody.
Right. It absolutely is good business. I mean, across the whole business community, there are so many examples of companies that have taken serious environmental steps. And exactly as you said, it's good for the environment. It's good for the economy. It's good for their customers. It's a win all the way around. And the truth is, we are using so many of the planet's resources, they're not going to have a choice much longer. Business as usual is increasingly just obsolete. Once Crayola gave them the cold shoulder, it seemed like the campaign had reached a dead end. But after stories about the Kids Who Care campaign appeared in the newspaper, another company that makes markers named Dixon Ticonderoga contacted the group and said they wanted to start a program to take back and recycle their markers.
Last summer, the company Dixon Ticonderoga reached out to us and they said, hey, what you kids are asking, this is the right thing. And we want to challenge ourselves to see if we can do what they're requesting. And they spent the summer working on a program, and the CEO, Timothy Gomez, flew out here with some of his staff, and we had a press conference, and he announced that they were launching this school year a program, a take-back recycling program for their plastic markers. And it's been just this fantastic thing, you know, from this company saying, hey, you know, these kids are right. We do need to take care of the planet. They are our customer. They are our future.
Two of the Kids Who Care told us how disappointed they were in Crayola and how good it felt to flex their citizen muscles. Steven Zaranandia is 10 years old. And what inspired you to join the Green Team?
I kind of wanted to make the world a better place.
You kind of wanted to? Me too. And what concerns do you have about the world and the future?
That with dirt burning the plastic, it's mainly creating the global warming, and most of the animals are going bye-bye because, they're getting extinct because most of the resources are going away.
Crayola markers are one of the many things that are designed just to be used once and then thrown away. So what was your idea about this?
That you could make them, or part some of them, well, take them back and make them recyclable so they could be used more than once.
So you asked Crayola to do this?
Yes.
And what'd they say?
They haven't took it on yet, but we're hoping they will.
Are you going to give up or are you going to keep pushing?
We're going to keep pushing.
What would you say to a kid who said, oh, there's nothing I can do because I'm just a kid?
Well, I would say join with your friends and make your voice heard.
That's excellent. And when you read the information or hear about the pollution in the ocean and climate change, do you ever get scared?
No, I just say just because that's going on doesn't mean you can't change it.
Brooke O'Connell is 9 years old.
I wanted to protect the Earth because, well, I also love the animals, and I feel that a lot of the animals are almost extinct because of all these men using wood to kind of, you know, make things, and I don't like the way they use things over, like, just once, and then it goes to the landfill, or, you know, you burn it, or it goes to the ocean.
So which marker do you think most kids would rather buy, one that goes in the garbage or one that gets recycled?
To me, I think the ones that, you know, get recycled, because who wants to buy a toy that, who wants to buy a marker that, that will kind of make the Earth not, like, we'll just keep on adding on to pollution and waste.
Does it make you frustrated or sad that Crayola says that they can't do anything? How do you feel when they say that?
I don't feel frustrated. I more feel sad because, to be honest, I really like Crayola markers, but I get a little upset when they don't.
So are you going to give up or are you going to keep asking them?
We're going to keep asking them.
Even though Dixon Ticonderoga stepped up, the Crayola campaign isn't over. At last count, the Kids Who Cares petition to Crayola had more than 86,000 signatures on change.org. There's a link on our website so you can add your voice. Please sign and share to support the Kids Who Care campaign. So let's count the lessons about citizenship these kids are learning. They've seen that they have not just a right, but a responsibility to speak out when something's wrong. They've seen how banding together amplifies your voice and inspires others to act too. They've learned that sometimes raising your voice doesn't get what you wanted, but opens the door for something else good to happen. And they learned that you don't know what will happen until you try. Across the country in North Carolina, Cole Rassenberger is learning the same things. He's still trying to get KFC to stop using wood from southern forests. But now he's focusing on International Paper, which makes KFC's chicken buckets. Cole's mom says they seem more open to discussing options for better forestry. How about you? How have these lessons worked for you in your efforts to make change? As always, we'd love to hear from you at storyofstuff.org. That's it for this episode of The Good Stuff. Our show comes to you from the studios of Youth Radio in Oakland, California. Our engineer is James Rowlands. Post-production by Brandon McFarland. The Good Stuff is produced by Bill Walker. We'll have another show online in a few weeks. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Find us on Facebook and storyofstuff.org and keep working on the good stuff in your own community. Thanks for being part of the solution.